expand further to more effectively serve our residents, communities, and industry. The Government of Northwest Territories and our territorial counterparts have also invested in airports and aviation infrastructure. I believe the key to the future of the North rests in partnerships. It is good to see you all gathered here as NADA to collaborate on future directions for your industry, and I encourage you to continue those efforts. I also challenge you to look around you in the communities, as many of you have already done, and among the people you serve, to look for additional opportunities to collaborate and partner with our Northerners in common purpose as we seek to grow and prosper together. As someone who spends a great deal of time in the air, I appreciate all of your commitment to an efficient, responsive, and safe aviation industry here in the North. I wish you the best for the remainder of the conference, and I look forward to working together to fulfill the promise of a prosperous future. And I didn't realize how many friends I had in the aviation industry that I've developed over the years, and I look around the room and how much aviation has contributed to our quality of life. So I really appreciate the opportunity to speak to you today. Thank you, and have a very good evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. I didn't know I was doing that. See, there's going to be a few surprises tonight we don't know about, okay? So what we're doing now is giving out a very prestigious award for the Northern Air Aviation. And I'm very excited, I have to say, to be presenting to Mr. Rodney Wood the Honorary Life Membership Award for the 37th Annual AGM. So a bit of background, I know majority of us know Rodney, but a bit of background on Rod. Rod was born February 17, 52 in High Prairie, Alberta. His mom and dad, JB and Hazel Wood. His father was a country doctor, and Hazel raised his three brothers and two sisters. Rod went to school in High Prairie and graduated in 69, followed by a year at Grand Prairie College and a year at University in Alberta for the General Arts Program. Rod received a Dean's Leave of Absence with honors after 2 years. Yeah, sounds like he got kicked out with honors. In June of 72, he worked for the federal government, Department of Public Works, on the survey of the Mackenzie Highway from Fort Simpson to Inuvik. Worked as a Nodwell driller and mechanic looking after camp power generators and water systems. He received his first helicopter ride in 1972 with Okanagan Helicopters in a Bell Jet Ranger from Fort Simpson to Blackwater River. He left the government in November of 73 to start helicopter training in Niagara Helicopter in Niagara Falls, Ontario. Rod received commercial license in June of 74 and flew tourists over the falls for the summer. He returned out west in the fall of 74 and started working for McPhail Air Service in North Battleford, Saskatchewan. Tanking crop spray wings, fixed wing, with the promise of flying a wrecked Bell 47, this is where it gets fun, 47 G2C-FOSD, right? After it was prepared. Did I say that right, Rodney? Thank you. Spring of 75, he took the wrecked G2 on a trailer to Shirley Helicopters and helped rebuild it in Edmonton. In July of 75, he dispatched at the, and I can't pronounce this word, Takajug Lake in the Barren Lands north of Yellowknife to fly Bell 47 G3B1 C-FVV1 for Shirley Helicopters servicing geologists for Naranda Mining. Good, right? Rod continued flying for the next 2 years before getting married on April 10, 77 to Sharon Jacobson and moving to Yellowknife in April 12 to open the base for Shirley Helicopters. Sharon worked as a registered nurse at Stanton Hospital until their first son, Maury, was born on January 13. Rod's family is sitting over there. At the same time, he and his brother Alan purchased Roy's Confectionery, which is the Red Rooster, a small store here in town. Their second son, Jonathan, was born on March 20th. I'm giving away everybody's age. In 1980, at the same time, purchased his first helicopter, the Bell Jet Ranger, which was leased to Shirley Helicopters that same summer. Operated base in Yellowknife until Shirley's demise in spring of 82. He leased the BFH to Totem Helicopters from Fort Simpson and operated in Yellowknife under their license. After application to the Canadian Transportation Commission for the license out of Yellowknife was rejected. So in Rod's quiet yet progressive way, he then purchased Alberta West Helicopters with partner Gabe Devaney in 1984 and changed the name, as we all know it, to Great Slave Helicopters. He has served on two Transport Canada working groups in Ottawa, flight and duty time, and on VFR flight into adverse weather during the 1980s. He purchased Avialta Helicopters in 85, which is a Bell overhaul and repair shop in Edmonton. Rod operated Great Slave Helicopters as ops manager and president until 1992, after which time he sold the shares to Ian Campbell and Adam Bembridge. Rod remained a partner in Great Slave Helicopters until Discovery Air purchased in 2006. Is there somebody that can dim the lights before I, do you know how to dim the lights there, Jeff? Rod joined the NADA board in 1991 and serviced as president 96 and 98. Rod was president, he's a hard guy to track down. Don Douglas and I used to say, if he wasn't so cute, we'd be mad at him. Okay, well, maybe I said that. Maybe Don didn't. But many a time when he served as president. He served on the board of Helicopter Association of Canada as operator member, representing Great Slave Helicopters, 2004 and 2006, and later as associate director representing Avialta Helicopters. He continues to operate Avialta Helicopters and Avon Helicopters. Maury, his son, him and Sharon's son, is a helicopter pilot and instructor married to Sarah and their three-year-old daughter, Kate, who is over there, and 11-month-old twins, Ruby and Barrett, who are home with a babysitter. Jonathan is an aircraft maintenance engineer specializing in sheet metal and married to Susanna. If I could get somebody just to take the front lid off the, yep, thanks, Tracy. Oh, that's too bad if we lost it all here. Okay. You know what, Tracy, can you just hold that until, I don't know where anything is in this computer. Oh, here we go. Well, I don't want to touch anything. We love having everything just lined up perfect, don't we? I'll break the ice for you, Bob, when you have to come up here. You're literally touching the screen there?
I don't know what it's like this.
I don't know what any, can we shut it down? Can we hit escape? Thank you. It all happened so fast. That was supposed to be up when I was talking earlier. Okay. Do you recognize who that cute little guy is? Okay. So that was Rod's background. I want to say when people speak of Rod Wood, he is described, bar none, as being an honest man. And that's who Rod to me is. An example of this, as I mentioned earlier in Rod's first flying job, he was giving tourist helicopter rides over Niagara Falls. One family got in the helicopter, the mom, dad, and the two kids, and as they were flying directly over the falls, the father turns to Rod and says, "So you must get tired of doing these tours all the time, eh? Every day, all day?" And Rod looks at him and replies, "Well, not really, it's my first flight." Yeah. Can't you hear it? Yeah. Yeah. Now, keep in mind, just so we all know, not every AGM is this honorary life given out. And it's not taken lightly, and it's been a few years since the last one was given out. But the main reason is you do have to hit certain criteria of being involved in business and aviation north of 60. So one thing that is clear is, let's see if this works, guys. This is fun, because it's really funny, and it's too bad. I don't know what to do here. Is it a touch screen, Jeff? What do I? Yeah. I keep going next, right? Go to slide? Well, that's too bad. Can we cover the, can you just put your hand over that? You always have to have your thinking cap on. Can you guys see over there? Can you see? Rodney, can you see that? Ability to make quick decisions. Yeah, yeah, he's got some challenges there. Do you see that? A strong sense of family. A strong sense of self. Looking pretty comfortable with that purse. Know something about aviation, right? Hang out with important people. Do you recognize everybody in those photos? Stand out from the rest of the herd. And be adventurous. Travel with the board, take the show on the road, as we used to say. There's a lot of history in some of those pictures there. Take on responsibilities. The gavel, being handed the gavel. And be a promoter of NADA. There are some great photos there, and there's a lot of people in this room, as well as Rod, that are very fortunate that those are the only ones I picked. Yeah, true story. Now, Rod, keep in mind, you have to hold the torch high as you are following in the footsteps of some great aviation folks. For example, we have Bob Cameron, we have Murray McMahon, Bob Ingalls, Al Capte, Max Ward, Willie Lazarich, Buffalo Joe, and me. I know, it's just funny saying that, isn't it? Ladies and gentlemen, it is my privilege to to my friend, Mr. Rodney Wood, with the Honorary Life Membership Award for the 37th Annual Conference and Trade Show of the Northern Air Transport Association, and well deserved.
Thank you. Unlike Mitt Romney, I'm ready for defeat. I have a speech. But bear with me, there's a lot of people I have to thank. But I was expecting this was going to happen later in the night, and I thought your ears might be a little more impaired, so just bear with me. I am both honored and humbled to receive this Honorary Life membership. To think I could be mentioned in the same context as Phyllis Linton, Jean Carter, and Mary Murray, and Willie and the Boys. And by the Boys, I mean Daddy Ho-Ho and the rest of them. I would like to thank all the board of directors, past and present, and express my gratitude for their help and guidance over the number of years I've been associated with the organization. It's also been my great pleasure to serve with Stu Grant and the ever-dedicated Don Douglas during their terms as executive director. My thanks goes to Stephen Norris and Colin Dempsey for their great work on the association's behalf. And of course, Mary Murray for her years of service to this great organization. The North has been very good to us. We came to Yellowknife in April 77, right after we were married. I was to open a base for Shirley Helicopters, and Sharon, having applied at Stanton Hospital but receiving no response, was going to go on POGI until something else came up. Unfortunately, the unemployment counselor was on the hospital board, and Sharon was working within a week. We really didn't have much, but thought, as young people do, we had the world by the tail. By the spring of 1982, my employer had gone into receivership. Sharon and I had two boys, aged 2 and 3. We were operating two stores with my brother, and we had started what was to become Great Save Helicopters. Where I'm going with this is that there's really one person I need to thank above all others. Sharon raised our two boys pretty much by herself. During this period, it never occurred to me that she didn't share my vision of building the aviation enterprise. I never thought it was extraordinary that she could raise kids, pursue her nursing career, work at the stores, answer the Great Slave Helicopter's phone day and night, all while I handled the very important job of flying helicopters. I do now realize the great sacrifices she has made, and maybe it isn't extraordinary for wives of aviators to make such commitments to their families and husbands, but I do know that one cannot be successful without the strength of a wife like Sharon. I thank everyone involved tonight. I thank you all, and I especially thank Sharon for helping make this honor a possibility for me. Thank you all sincerely.
That was very nice, Rod, and congratulations. That's wonderful. Well deserved. So now supper is going to be served, and we're going to have an entertainment while this is going on. And I'd like to introduce Gouda Ashuna. Is she in the room? I hear yes. There she is. You can come on up here, Gouda. Perfect. Gouda is a third-generation artist from Baffin Island who now resides in Yellowknife. She is the daughter of, well, you have to go with me on my pronunciation here. She is the daughter of Kiawik Ashuna.
Kiuga.
Here you go. Ashuna and granddaughter
of Pichula Ashuna,
who stand among the most respected and recognized names in the history of Northern Canada carved art. She works with her husband, son, and nephew in the family studio. Gouda is also a professional Inuit throat singer that performs regularly and has been featured in the Lifetime Channel. I would now like to introduce Gouda Ashuna, who will be honoring us with a traditional Inuit throat singing performance.
During your eating. I'm not really gonna explain it. I'm just gonna start singing for you guys, if that's okay. Because I'm hungry. I'll start, and I won't be long. Thank you. I could do more maybe later. I'll let you guys eat for now. Thank you. And nakurmi.
That was beautiful. Gouda, thank you. I'd like to call on Stephen Norris, the executive director for NADA, to toast our industry and its partners with our traditional Airman Grace by Father John McGilvery of the Royal Canadian Air Force.
Just a quick word to Transport Canada, just because they've let me close to a microphone again, you can relax. This is an evening of entertainment as opposed to the normal proceedings. My memories of this banquet and of this grace are indelibly etched with Don Douglas. I can't count the number of times that I heard him do this, and I'm quite sure I will not match his eloquence. But to all of you, Lord of thunderhead and sky, who place in man the will to fly, who taught his hand speed, skill, and grace to soar beyond men's dwelling place. You shared with him the eagle's view, the right to soar as eagles do. the right to call the clouds his home and grateful through your heavens roam. May all assembled here tonight and all who love the thrill of flight recall with twofold gratitude your gift of wings, your gift of food. Enjoy the meal, everyone.